The Olympic torch was supposed to begin its journey around Japan today. Instead, the Tokyo Summer Olympics have been postponed until next year because of the coronavirus, and so has the torch relay, which was set to take off from Fukushima Prefecture. Some of the people running were those most affected by events that occurred there 9 years ago, a devastating earthquake, a tsunami, and a partial nuclear meltdown. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf has this profile of one of the people who should have been running the torch today.
Takayuki Ueno looks out over an empty field along the coast in Fukushima Prefecture. There used to be houses here, he says, and trees. Over there too, he points. Now wind whips through the open space and a small new graveyard sits in an adjacent lot. Ueno's house is just down the road, the only building nearby. His old house was there too. He lives there now, with his wife Kiho and his young daughter Sari. This part of Fukushima Prefecture was hit hard 9 years ago, when the largest earthquake in Japan's recorded history triggered a massive tsunami. Nearly 20,000 people were washed away instantly, including thousands here in Fukushima. It also hit the Daiichi nuclear power plant right down the coast, causing explosions that spewed radioactive particles for miles. This area has been trying to recover ever since. Like so many other people here, Ueno has a heartbreaking story about what happened on March 11th, 2011. Inside his home, a shrine to his mother, father, and two small kids sits in the family living room. On that day, Ueno was out in the rice fields. His then-pregnant wife was away from the house. When the earthquake hit, he rushed home to check that everyone else was okay. They were, so he returned to work, only for the tsunami to hit an hour later. The entire first floor of his house was gone.
Nobody was there. There was no sound, nothing. It was just me. I can't describe how it felt.
He gets up to look for a word in Google Translate. There's no word for it, he says. He spent the next several days searching for bodies. When the nuclear power plant exploded down the coast the next day, Ueno says he didn't even think about it.
I didn't have time to think about how I felt. I was obsessed with finding my children. I searched everywhere.
He found his mother and daughter's bodies in the backyard. He never found his father or his son. Ueno says people forget the tsunami had a devastating impact here.
The equation was Fukushima equals nuclear. People forget. I lost my whole family. I want people to think very seriously about this.
He says that's why he wanted to run the Olympic torch relay, to remind the world what happened. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had billed this Olympics as the Recovery Games, a chance to show the impressive and extensive rebuilding effort along this coastline after 2011. But many have been critical of that. This part of Fukushima is still suffering from high levels of radiation. Only a tiny fraction of the population has returned. Many streets are still sitting empty and deserted, left exactly as they were 9 years ago. Outside his house, Ueno spends his weekends leading a volunteer group to help rebuild his town. And he's become known for the flower maze that he plants every spring for the kids in the town to play in. This field is just now starting to fill with bright yellow flowers. But it's unclear if crowds will flock to the maze this year because of the coronavirus. The Olympic flame, which was originally described as a light of hope for this region, will stay in Japan. But it's already being referred to as a light of hope for the end of the coronavirus pandemic instead. Ueno says much like 2011, this situation is out of his control. But he hopes next year he'll get his chance to run. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Fukushima, Japan.
Kat Lonsdorf is NPR's Above the Fray Fellow. The Above the Fray Fellowship supports reporting from undercovered parts of the world.